Rocking the Lakes and Mountains, 104.9 The Hawk. We've been working with the Flying Monkey for many, many years. Great intimate venue and a great show featuring a core artist that we have every day, Billy Joel, the one and only talented Billy Joel. And this is kind of a Cinderella story, how it's been presented. And I actually had no idea about this guy, but Mike Del Judas and Big Shot. Mike has been playing Billy Joel's music for a number of years, and now he's part of the band. He is actually with his idol, and he's joining me for a little interview today to chit-chat. So, Mike, thank you very much for calling in.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
And you're welcome. The show is coming up May 11th at the Flying Monkey in Plymouth. Have you ever been up to New Hampshire before?
I've been asked that. I think I've maybe driven through it or somewhere around it, but I don't think I've ever really been there. No.
Well, Plymouth is a beautiful little town. We've got a university right there. The Flying Monkey is a old converted theater, and you walk in and there's just a lot of history, especially with old movie props, posters. You're going to see it when you get there, and it's with the Flying Monkey name, it's very symbolic of the Wizard of Oz. You're going to have a great time. You're going to love the venue.
Fantastic. All right.
Now, you were known originally as the singer in the Billy Joel tribute band, but now you're actually traveling on tour with the Piano Man himself. Clearly, you've got the worst job in the world, clearly.
You know what? I'm annoyed with the universe, I got to be honest. It's just been a horrible, horrible, horrible chain of events that's taken place in my life. I'm beyond blown away still and beyond blessed, and it's been a real, real pleasure ride. Let's just say that. Really amazing.
How did you get started into music? A lot of people, they hear it from their parents. Was that how it was with you?
Yeah, it was definitely my family, and it was also my neighbors. I had a couple of neighbors that had bands, high school bands, and they were playing downstairs in their basement. So I would sneak out of the house or just run across the street, go by the basement window, look in and listen. And I got real into the whole concept of playing and singing, and really in my head, I did. I was still young. And then one day I went downstairs. It was at one of my neighbor's houses, and his name was Billy Dwyer. He was a drummer. And they let me down there, and I grabbed the microphone. They were playing Highway Star, and there's that opening scream.
Nice.
And I was young. I think I was like 8 years old or something, And so I do this blood-curdling scream in the beginning of it, and the whole band just stopped and went, "What?" This little annoying kid by the window can scream. So it was one of those. It was one of those moments where I was a shy kid, so I felt very good about, really one of the only times I felt decent about myself was when I was playing music. So
I mean, that's
it was good. I learned that way, definitely. Inspired by family, too. My father loved, Chicago, Elton, Billy, all that stuff. My brother was into classic rock. My other brother into a lot of pop. So very diverse. Very diverse.
What was it about Billy's music that really encouraged you to get involved and start Big Shot?
I had been doing piano bar out of high school, so I think it was in high school where I'd be practicing in the music rooms. I was and people would just walk by. My music teacher came in one day and she heard me learning. I was learning how to play the piano at the time. She heard me singing, one of the songs. She said, "You really sound a lot like him." So I started kind of with that, and I got that little push then about Billy, and then I started to listen to him more. Really got into listening to him, and I was young, so it was. And then I really just developed an amazing love for his catalog, and I got into watching Live from Long Island, the video that was out, and that was it. I was sold. I watched that video I 100 times, and just was blown away by the music. And it all kind of went from there. I went from piano bar right to the concept of doing an actual tribute band, which I wasn't very popular at the time. There was only maybe one on Long Island that I knew about. So I said, why don't I try this? I've been doing it in piano bars. I got a good, made a decent living doing it and fed my kids. And was like, his music was it always worked for me. It was always there for me. And he's always been taking care of me, whether he knew it or not.
And you've got a couple of the guys that have played with Billy also in your band, correct?
Yeah, Tommy Burns and Chuck Berge. Tommy's been in for 28 years now. He was Billy's music director he's been for a long time. So, Chuck Berge was since 2005. It's cool having those guys on. It's also guys from the old past bands, too, that we've jammed with in the past. And it's nice. It's a nice family of musicians that he's had over the years, and he's been very loyal to them. So,
talking with Mike Del Judas from Mike Del Judas and Big Shot. They have the show coming up Friday, May 11th at the Flying Monkey. Tickets are on sale right now, flyingmonkeynh.com. Mike, how did you go from being in Big Shot to going, and now you're, I believe, the rhythm guitarist and backing vocals for Billy Joel? How did that happen?
Tommy was in the band, in Big Shot. I had him in there for about 2 years, and he came up to me in 2012 and said, you know, they're talking about doing another tour with Billy, so he wasn't sure if he was going to be able to continue playing with me for that time. And then he also mentioned that, you know, they do rehearsals, and that they usually have somebody do a stand-in for Billy at rehearsals. And he's like, do you want to do it? And I was like, yeah. I'm like, that'd be great. I'd love to do that. And being that Chuck already played in the band and Tommy already played in the band, we were really already, our rhythm section was really solid already. The core of the rhythm section was really there. So when we did the rehearsal, when I finally, like 3 weeks later after I spoke with him, then he called back and said, yeah, we're going to do the rehearsals. I said, great. So we showed up and we did the rehearsals for a couple of days, and then Billy was scheduled to come on a Tuesday. I remember that. And then it was the Monday night before that I started getting weird phone calls from certain guys in the camp asking me about passports and, you know, give passports, traveling situations. And the passport thing I think happened in the morning, but it was the night before that Brian Ruggles called me, and he said, you're so ready for tomorrow? Yeah, yeah. And he just mentioned really quickly, it must have been an idea in his head or in Billy's head, he just mentioned really quickly and said, you know the stuff on guitar, right? And it was a quick little thing, and I remember being like, wow, that was a weird question to ask. And then the next day on the way to the rehearsal, it really started to happen. I got phone calls, and it was like, do you have a passport? Do you have whatever? You know? Then I realized there was something in the works, but when the idea first was mentioned to me, I thought maybe they were thinking of taking me on the road just to do sound checks and, you know, all that stuff, do rehearsals and, you know. But it turned out that, you know, Billy had showed up that afternoon, and before you know it, we were rehearsing, and 20 minutes later, I'm being asked to go to Europe by Billy himself. It was one of the most crazy days ever in my career. I was so elated, I can't even describe it. I didn't see it coming. That's why it was one of those blindsided, you know. And that's how it's always seemed to happen in my life. And that's why I attribute anything I have, honestly, to God, because I never see things coming. I mean, all the things I've tried to do have always failed. but the things that have happened organically in my life, or have just come to me, are amazing. And I can only thank God for that stuff. I don't know how it even happened. I just know that day was life changing in a sense that there was finally some kind of, you know, closure in the question in my mind as, can I really be a successful musician? You know, and Big Shot had given me a taste of that, because we've done really well. I mean, I make a living on that. It's great. I mean, it's been great. But to be asked then to be with Billy was next level stuff. So it was a crazy day, and it's a storybook thing. I can't describe it. It just keeps unfolding more. Now I'm doing stuff during the show, and it's just he's been so gracious and so good to me. So I mean, I'm just really grateful for the whole experience. It's pretty mind-blowing.
No, when I first read, you know, how everything was unfolding for you, I'm reading it going, this stuff doesn't happen in real life. This doesn't happen. No, but it does, which is amazing. I'm talking with Mike Del Judas and of Big Shot. They're going to be at the Flying Monkey in Plymouth, May 11th. Now, you also do some original music as well. Like, you wrote the theme song for Kevin Can Wait on CBS, correct?
Yes. Yeah. Original music is, that's me. Cover music is my living. Original music is what I consider my long-term goal career, you know. And I'm a writer. I've always written music, but, you know how it goes. You don't make a living on your own stuff. It's very hard to.
Yep.
And the guys who have gotten to do that are so fortunate. Guys like Billy who have made just careers out of being able to play their own music. It's a beautiful thing. So, yeah, I do write. I've always kept that up along the way. I've done record company showcases, been through all the whole gamut. I mean, a couple albums, a couple albums out. I have a new single out called Mona Lisa. It's on iTunes. Real excited about it. There's going to be a video coming out soon that I'm real excited about, too, for that song. So there's definitely things in the works with that, and we'll be playing, probably one or two of those tunes at the show also. So, original music's a big thing, and the Kevin Can Wait thing is really interesting. So, yeah, I ended up getting the call, and I was in London, and Kevin texted me, and he just said, you know, do you have anything, you know, we need a theme song, you want to throw your hat in the ring? So I just kind of, I had Ordinary Guy, the song, and I was like, it was never going to be a hit single, because it's just not that kind of song. It just kind of has a bunch of fun parts. And I said, I think I have the perfect thing for you, and I sent it, and within 20 minutes, he texted and said, we love it, you know. So thank God for that. That's been really nice the last couple of years, getting to hear that little lick on the TV and know that it's my own. That's nice.
So you say that as you and Kevin are exchanging text messages. Do you guys know one another?
Yeah, we do now. We've become friends through the Billy situation. He had come down to the Garden, and you know, he's a Long Island dude, you know, mm-hmm. like Billy's a Long Island dude. I'm a Long Island dude. We're like, we're just Long Island dudes, you know, that's what we call them. It's like we all just, there's a simpatico amongst, you know, Long Island people, because we're just this small little place, but yet we're so massive in music and in talent. And it's endless on the island. It's just this endless talent on the island. And Kevin is such a, he just came off immediately sweet, you know, to me, and just like, oh, bro, you know. And then I was actually at Billy's house for a 4th of July party. He was there, and we talked more there, and we got to know each other a little bit. And, you know, before you know it, you know, just a couple of texts here and there, and then it was, you know, it's kind of like magic after that. It's just kind of the role.
Yeah, leads to a good friendship with your music being played as a theme song.
Yeah, and I even got an acting part on the show.
Oh, yeah?
I did a little role last season, and then I just recently went back in, and we shot the finale. Chris Rock, Adam Sandler, and Kevin James, and me in a band. that's the finale, and the band's called Smokefish.
So, Smokefish, right?
It's gonna be fun. I got a wig on half the show. It's kind of fun. It's really fun stuff. So a lot of great opportunities have opened up, and I'm really I'm excited about them.
Well, Mike, thank you very much again for chatting with me today. I know we're going to hear some amazing renditions of Billy Joel. We're going to hear some original stuff at the show. What else can we expect coming up on May 11th?
Definitely an acoustic moment in the middle. Who knows what I'll play, but there's a moment where I'll just do some acoustic, couple acoustic tunes. We'll break it down. Some classic rock stuff for sure. We're all big classic rock fans and Beatles fans. You never know what you're going to get. You can get a little... you know, it could be Zeppelin, could be Journey, could be Aerosmith on any given night, maybe McCartney, just a lot of classic stuff. So any little stuff mixed in would be in that neck of the woods. Maybe a little Elton.
Mike Dill Judas and Big Shot at the Flying Monkey, May 11th. Tickets available, flyingmonkeynh.com. Mike, thank you very much for chatting with me for a little bit. You're going to have a great time at the venue. We welcome you to Plymouth and New Hampshire to not just pass through, but to spend some time here.
I'm looking forward to it, and thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. We got more music on the way. It's 104.9 The Hawk.